While the possibilities of some of the TRAPPIST-1 planets being capable of harboring life have been on the increase as of late, see my latest update on that system in the end screen of this video, the other current major possibility for a habitable planet has taken a major hit. It's Proxima b, and while it was once a candidate for possibly harboring the conditions for life, it's starting to look like this may not be a very nice planet at all. Unfortunate, given that it orbits the current closest star to the Sun, enough to be an eventual target for colonization by humans. In a study by Meredith McGregor and Alicia Weinberger and colleagues, link below, they report the detection of a massive stellar flare erupting from the surface of Proxima Centauri. This flare, which occurred last March, was found in observations taken at the time by the Atacama Large Millimeter Submillimeter Array, or ALMA, and what a flare this was. Our Sun is no stranger to flaring, it does it frequently, and those flares do occasionally pose a threat to Earth's technology, but this Proxima Centauri flare, at the wavelengths that were being studied, was 10 times anything our Sun produces. Odder still, this star is far smaller than the Sun, classed as an M-type red dwarf, meaning that this flare would have been enormous in comparison to its star, and would have increased the star's brightness by 1,000 times in just 10 seconds. This is bad news for Proxima b, as it was probably blasted with intense radiation from the event due to it being located very close in to the star. Given that the scientists happened to catch one, chances are big flares of this type happen regularly with this star, and if that's been the state of affairs for a long period of time, it very likely would have long ago eroded any atmosphere or oceans that this planet might have had. This study also changes the landscape for something else. It was previously thought that Proxima Centauri might have rings of material around it. If that were the case, it might have indicated more planets waiting to be discovered in that system. But that study used the same ALMA data, so now that a flare is known to have occurred at that time, the data is now off for the rings, so their existence is now in question. So back to square one. Proxima Centauri has a planet, but it's one that seems to be periodically blasted with radiation from giant flares. Not a good candidate for life or colonization for that matter. Only close proximity and the long life of a red dwarf favor it at this point, but who knows what might be discovered in the future in this system. And truth is, if the planet does turn out to be a dead world with little or no useful atmosphere, if we decided to colonize our closest neighbor's system, we might just as easily disassemble Proxima b and build habitats in a Dyson swarm further out from the star. Perhaps call it the zone of technological habitability, rather than the zone of natural habitability. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.